The opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Maybe it was a combination of James Brown and John Lennon.
Sounded kind of like a Nancy Pelosi gender change.
Whoa! Okay.
So you're saying you want to fight today, eh?
Gee whiz.
Boy.
And we open it.
All right. Today's Sunday, August 8th. My name is Mark Kent. I'm a graduate of the University of Hard Knocks with a degree in results. And I'm here in the great state of Jefferson. Be quiet now. Stop it.
Can't help it.
With my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting, a ball of endless energy. Hold on, like I need a drink of coffee.
And I'm still seeing the BS.
Yeah, the BS.
It's everywhere.
There's more BS. You're seeing more BS. I don't even know. There's just so much BS. It's hard to figure out which BS you're seeing more of.
I know.
And in the middle of all of that, do I need coffee?
Maybe.
So in the middle of all of that, north, south, east, and west, we've got fires in every direction.
Yeah, you'll see a theme in the music today. And the kid that rocks around the clock, faster than the speeding internet connection, more powerful than a high-speed download, a 10th-degree black belt and ram, Cyber Dave Johnson!
Good morning, Cyber Minds.
There you have it. And the guardian of the magic button of silence, the librarian of Bumper. Yeah. With a gung fu tiger's.
Hold on, wait, did you just go, eh? You know I can hear you. I can also mute you.
I know, but you're my friend. Yeah.
I did for a second.
The time bandit of breaks, keyboard weaponry specialist, producer extraordinaire, Travis! How's that?
That's good.
That's good. Yeah. We should have the Jaws theme.
That's
there.
What I was doing. Boom, kinda.
Boom, 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 boom. I do want to do a shout-out today to Bob Martin. If you're listening, Bob, get well. I know you're stuck in the hospital. I'm not sure if I should give his cell phone out because then everybody could call him and, you know, occupy his day a little bit. He's probably a little bored. He's been in there for quite some time.
Yeah.
And for those who don't remember, and you should remember if you've been listening to this program any length of time, Bob Martin used to be our producer, and Travis has replaced Bob Martin. And he got in a car wreck a few months back, or it's been a while now.
It's been a little bit.
And he's been in pretty bad shape, but his spirits are good. He's a great guy, and so I just wanted to mention that in our program today. I probably should get permission before I give his cell phone out.
He was a great guy.
All right. And we are...
He's a great guy.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, he is.
What do you mean he was? He is.
Well, he was great when he was our producer and stuff. He always reminded me of Laugh-In.
Which one?
Rona.
Well, I know Rona Martin's Laugh-In, but...
But, you know, the guy that did the news...
I was trying to think who did the news on Rona Martin's Laugh-In.
That's what he reminded me of.
Oh, well, Gary Owens.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd always put his ear up. Hi, I'm Gary Owen, and brought to you by... Yeah, no...
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that. Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
All right. I thought maybe you were going to see Artie Johnson. You know?
No.
That's very interesting, but stupid. okay, so we're dating ourselves big time here.
Yep.
All right. We are brought to you by our great sponsors, and that would be Luke. We have more than one, but the one I'm going to talk about is Luke Pearson Construction, Custom Homes and Excavating. He's bonded and licensed. His number is 530-605-9575.
We can give that number out.
Yeah, absolutely. You might want to send us money for staying on the air.
That'd be good.
Yes, we don't get paid to do this.
Despite rumors to the contrary.
Yeah. Just so you guys know, we don't accept dark money.
No, I think that, you know,
whatever that is, no, we don't.
Yeah. Unlike other factions of the community. Mm-hmm. And we might even talk about that just a little bit. And what is dark money? Okay, where was I going? I forgot. That's my train of thought.
I'm sorry. I was laughing because of the conversation that we had out in the lobby before we started the program. I'm sorry. Dark money kind of, you know. Brought it up.
Oh boy. Yeah, I'm going to let that one slide. You can go to the chat room if you want to, and who knows what's going on there anymore.
I don't know. I'm looking at it. Yeah, we'll see how it goes today.
Or you can call in at 530-605-4567. All other shows are podcast and archive as well. I'm on Facebook. You still? For now? Till I'm not?
Okay. That makes sense. I can't see.
We got Bob's wife on the phone, Ann. Let's get her on the phone real quick and get an update.
Good morning, Ann.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing good. You?
I'm doing good.
How's our friend Bob doing?
He's doing great. He's had like a dozen surgeries to fix the severely broken leg, but he's to a point where we're being told that he will be able to walk again.
Oh, nice.
That very good.
It's going to be a journey, and it's going to be probably the hardest work he's ever done in his life, but he can learn to walk again.
Well, Bob's a trooper. He'll pull it off. I guarantee it.
That's what he's telling me. He's telling me that he wants to walk again, and he actually wants to be back in radio again. So
nice.
Well, I have he has my sympathy for that. Yeah. But,
so can people call him or send him cards or anything like that?
I'm happy to give out his cell phone number if anybody wants to call him.
Yeah, I was a little afraid to do that without at least running it by him. So if you want to go ahead, you're his wife. I guess you. I don't want to take the heat until we know for sure.
I'm the boss.
Oh, said. Go ahead and give his number out if you want.
The best thing to be would be to text him and let him call you back because he is still doing physical therapy in the hospital and some things like that. So. Just so you wouldn't feel bad if he didn't answer because he doesn't always answer me, the best thing to do is text him first. And his number is 530-356-9439.
Very good. You want to go ahead and repeat that one more time, Ann?
530-356-9439.
Very good. And I think everybody should be encouraged to give Bob a text. And brighten up his day a little bit. I think he probably needs a little cheering up by now, and to reinforce that spirit.
He is in remarkably good spirits, and you know he's always such an upbeat, upbeat, optimistic kind of guy. And this accident hasn't dimmed that. Maybe the month that he spent basically in a coma gave him time to recharge. I don't know.
Well, hey, you know, when there's life, there's hope. That's how it works.
That's a great way to look at it.
Very good. Hey, thanks for the call, Ann.
We appreciate it.
We appreciate you calling in, and we'll look forward to maybe hearing from Bob. Maybe get on the chat room.
That I will tell him to do that.
Yeah. Very cool.
So you guys. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thanks, Ann. We appreciate it.
All right.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Ann.
All right. Well, that's good. That was a great update, and that's good news. I've been worrying about Bob here a little bit, and then I got a message from Lori this morning, and I, you know, you get busy with the day-to-day stuff. I mean, we are doing so many things right now, just trying to keep up, you know, with the kids, with the business, with the recall. You know, we got our fingers in so many pies, radio. I mean, it's just absolutely insane right now, trying to keep up with the news. You know, it's crazy. So let's see. Where should we go?
Let's go here first.
Okay, go there first.
Yeah, I want to go here first.
Where's there?
We're having another dinner for the recall. Speaking of recall stuff.
I'm going to drink more coffee.
We are doing another fundraiser on August 28th. It's going to be at the Anderson VFW Hall at 3210 West Center Street. The doors will open at 4:30. Tickets are $40 each. Table of eight is $300. And that includes your dinner. So if you want to get tickets, you can call 530-691-1707. And not just for tickets at that number. If you want to donate something for the fundraiser or give us donations to help with the recall, all that can be done at 530-691-1707.
Well, and while we're on announcements, I might as well get the rest of these in here, too. Okay, so we have tomorrow, there is the America's Healthcare Workers for Medical Freedom, Stop the Mandates, a rally, and that's at Mercy Hospital, Redding, California. August 9th, which would be tomorrow. I'm not sure what 1630 means because,
I think it's time. But that doesn't make sense.
August 9th, 1630.
That would be 6:30.
It was right after Columbus sailed or something. I don't know. And that was
14. Oh, I thought it was military time.
I think it is military time. I think that's 4:30.
Yeah. So there you go.
So join them to advocate for, body, your rights over your own body. I mean, that's what we're talking about here is that the right to choose, which seems to fall on a lot of deaf ears unless it's their specific platform, you know, that it's crazy. You know, it's right to choose over here is good. Right to choose not over here is bad, you know. So I don't know. It's just insane what we're talking about. But I think we should support these guys because I believe that they should have the right to choose. And I'm going to play a clip on this.
Yeah, why should it be mandatory or they lose their job if they don't want to wear the mask or be vaccinated?
Legally.
They can't do that.
Legally, it's completely illegal. Somebody's going to have to sue to get it in the courts, which is retarded, because these guys should understand this. But, you know, again, well, this is what we're dealing with. Okay, we've got another one at the Mask Choice Rally, which is the 10th, which is Tuesday at Eureka Way. I guess we should tell them where that is at. The Mercy Hospital.
It's on Rosalie or something?
2175 Rosalind Avenue, Redding, California. I'm assuming that's up at Mercy. It's at Mercy Hospital. So that's where that one is. And then we have Let Them Breathe, Unmask Our Kids. That's at Shasta Union High School. That's Tuesday, 4:45 to 6:30. And that's 2200 Eureka Way. I'm assuming that's Shasta High.
I'm thinking so, but I'm going to look it up.
Join them to advocate against mask mandates, which, by the way, break the Nuremberg Code. All you got to do is go back to the Nuremberg Code, and you'll see it. I mean, we can post the Nuremberg Code again and the tenets and the law. You know, we're at a point where these guys don't care about the law. All they care about is control. So with that said, I want to play this clip. This is from OAN. And this guy has done some homework on this. This comes from Robert, and let's hear what he has to say because I think that it feathers in very well to what we're talking about here. And then we'll pick up on that after it's done. Are we ready to fly? Here we go.
As more and more Americans choose to get vaccinated, the few who choose not to get the jab say they are being treated like second-class citizens. One America's Pearson Sharp explains.
Vaccines are all the rage these days. Everywhere you turn, more and more places aren't just encouraging the COVID vaccine, they're requiring it. In North Carolina, as in California, the government just mandated all state employees and healthcare workers must have the COVID vaccine. In Florida, two more universities are now requiring all workers, both full and part-time, to get vaccinated. Meanwhile, some students just lost a lawsuit against Indiana University over its mandatory vaccine requirement. arguing it's unconstitutional to force them to receive unwanted medical treatment. Of course, you can always refuse a vaccine. As long as you have a medical exemption and are willing to have a chemical-laced swab jammed up your nose twice a week. These mandates come despite the fact that some 400 children between the ages of 12 and 17 have been diagnosed with life-threatening heart inflammation after receiving the Pfizer vaccine. Some have even died. But the lawmakers and universities mandating the vaccines can rest easy knowing at least these children didn't get COVID. And we can't forget New York, the city that never sleeps, or eats, or leaves the house, or does anything at all these days without a vaccine. Home to sexual predators and elder-murdering governors. New York City now also becomes the first city in America to make vaccine passports a requirement. You won't be able to go to the gym, or restaurants, or the movies, or to Broadway unless you show proof that you're a good, obedient citizen and allow the government to inject your body with chemicals. The price of freedom, or something. Socialist Mayor Bill de Blasio even announced that if you want to fully participate in society, it's time you got jabbed. That's it. That's all you have to do. Just one little injection. That's all we're asking. And then you too can take part in what he called a, quote, miraculous place full of wonders.
This is a miraculous place, literally full of wonders. And if you're vaccinated, all that's going to open up to you. You'll have the key. You can open the door. But if you're unvaccinated, unfortunately, you will not be able to participate in many things.
You don't want to be a second-class citizen, do you? This is the promised land, and our government saviors are here to give us their blessing to live our own lives however we choose, as long as we bend our knees and show complete submission first. And let's not make things confusing by reminding you that once you get the vaccine, you'll still need to wear a mask, and you'll probably still catch COVID, and you can still pass the virus on to others, and you can still die. After all, according to the CDC, the majority of the people getting infected with the Chinese virus are fully vaccinated. The Centers for Disease Control also just declared that people who submit to the vaccine carry as much virus as normal, healthy people. In the same breath, and with a completely straight face, the CDC quickly added, the most important takeaway from that announcement is that more people need to get vaccinated. Because if 74% of vaccinated people are getting sick, obviously the solution is to get everyone the shot and make sure 100% of vaccinated people can get sick. And that's exactly what the White House is looking to do, with the COVID response coordinator announcing that it's time to impose vaccine requirements. You don't have a choice anymore. We've tried the carrot, the vaccine lottery, and monetary incentives, and now it's time for the stick.
But in addition to incentives, it's time to impose some requirements based on the realities of different risks unvaccinated individuals pose versus those who have been vaccinated.
Never mind that even the latest data from the CDC shows that 35,000 fully vaccinated Americans are coming down with the Chinese virus every week. Don't worry about it. Just get vaccinated.
Get vaccinated.
Forget that even the high prophet of pharma, the good doctor, Anthony Fauci himself, admitted that vaccinated people are as likely to catch the Delta variant as normal people. Just get vaccinated. And don't pay attention to the doctors who have successfully treated and cured tens of thousands of China virus patients using nothing more than hydroxychloroquine, a simple, safe, and effective medicine that's been widely available for the last 65 years and also costs a fraction of the price Pfizer and Moderna are charging the government for their own vaccines. Just get vaccinated. And never you mind that despite this apparently useless vaccine, Pfizer and Moderna are still pretty pleased with their wonder drug and are actually raising the price. And that's on top of the initial $4 billion the government gave Pfizer for the vaccine, as well as the $26 billion Pfizer plans to make by the end of the year. There's no financial incentive here. This is all for your own good. Just get vaccinated. Ignore that there's no information about the long-term effects of this experimental drug, and the official government data, which shows nearly 12,000 deaths, 4,800 heart attacks, and 41,000 hospitalizations after receiving the vaccine. And forget that after you're injected with this unproven vaccine, you could still have a severe reaction, like Jume Nachi from Minnesota, who had to have both of her hands and legs amputated after she got the second dose of the Pfizer vaccine. Just get vaccinated. Most important of all, while the vaccine may not make you immune to the virus, thanks to Congress and the PrEP Act, the pharmaceutical companies that make the vaccine do have total immunity and complete freedom from accountability for any injuries caused by their non-FDA-approved vaccine, which, by the way, has already turned 9 biotech executives into brand new billionaires. Just get vaccinated. For One American News, I'm Pearson Sharp.
I'm going to post that if I can. It's on Rumble. I don't see anybody with any way to refute that except with lies and smears and distortions, which is what, you know, what they do. And, I mean, all of that information is readily available. I mean, that was the government website. That was, it was all documented. So how do you refute that?
Really, at the end of the day, you just got to remember, this is for the good of the people, and we are just 510 days in to slow the spread.
You know, it's
yeah, okay.
You know, it's crazy, this whole thing. You do realize this is crazy, and this whole bend the knee is, you know, do it just because we told you to. Don't question anything. Is absolute insanity in a free society.
And that's my problem with it. We're in a society now. I always try to keep perspective. We do have about 160 million people now that have gotten vaccinated.
Right.
We don't know the long-term side effects of this. Nobody does.
Right.
Which all I want is transparency.
Right.
So far, we do see that there are a lot of adverse reactions. The VAERS system is showing that there are deaths and there are people that have died from this. And it should be something that people are looking at and consulting with their doctor on. But when you look at the amount of propaganda that they're putting out and what they're doing now, there's an article that I want to read. But before we get to that article, Biden says 350 million Americans have been vaccinated, more than U.S. population.
Well, that's crap, too. You know, I mean, you can't believe anything comes out of that idiot's mouth. And I don't say that lightly. You know, he is an idiot. He's got some problems here. He can't speak very well. He can't think very well. He's got, I mean, they're already starting putting impeachment documents together. Will it go anywhere? I don't think so. But he's not protecting our border. He's not protecting our citizens. He's not doing anything that he's mandated to do as the chief executive of our government.
We actually have a bunch of articles. I'd like to go in on that. It looks like we got 2 minutes before we go to a break. But there's an article right here that was as of today's date, and this is from creators.com. This is 1938. First, they came for the unvaccinated. Mm-hmm. This is the most important commentary I've ever written. It's time for the alarm bells. It's time for me to play the part of Paul Revere. The communist tyrants and dictators are coming. The communist tyrants and dictators are coming. They're coming first for the unvaccinated Americans. This is 1938. I am a Jew. Now I understand just a little of what it felt like to be back in 1938. No, it's not the Holocaust. Nothing can be compared to the Holocaust, ever. But 1938 was not the Holocaust. It was the pre-Holocaust. It was the time before the nightmare, when the foundation was being laid to destroy the freedom, free speech, business, and the lives of millions of Jews. Everything happening today to the American people, to the U.S. Constitution, to freedom, and particularly to unvaccinated Americans, reminds me of 1938. This is only the beginning, and it gets much worse from here. First, the papers, vaccine mandates, and vaccine passports are just like 1938, when the Gestapo demanded papers from every German. Republicans asked for papers, from migrants who had broken into our country. Criminals, Democrats said. No, that's not racism. Republicans asked for papers once every 2 years for federal elections to prove you have a right to vote, Democrats said. No, that's not racism. Now, Democrats want American citizens, not illegal aliens, not criminals, but patriots born in this country to produce papers 24/7. We need papers to enter restaurants, bars, nightclubs, concerts, casinos, conventions, and hotels, to board a train, plane, or bus. We need papers to enter a supermarket, or we'll starve to death, all for the crime of being unvaccinated against it.
And you talk about this. Oh, go with the science. Yeah, the science that's flip-flopped from Fauci's mouth every other day. And a guy like this, I've got Luke Montagnier, I don't know how it's French, Montagnier, expressed strong concerns. This guy's a Nobel Peace Prize winning virologist, and he's saying we got concerns about this, but we don't want to listen to that science. We only want to listen to the science that the government promotes.
And where does it stop?
Yeah.
What's going to be the next thing? And then we have a caller on the line. But before we get to the caller, we do need to go to a break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Land of the free, home of the brave. Have you ever asked yourself how to get that way? Times are a-changing. The Presidente lost his mind. Everything's upside down and that just ain't right. You don't like our country. You don't like our flag. What makes you think that we give a damn about that? There's a million pissed off rednecks just like me. And we're all sick and tired of the shit on TV. I guess you didn't know, but you don't mess with General Lee. If you have a right to burn my flag, then I have a right to kick your ass.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Are you looking for a new career opportunity? Well, look no further. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place for you. If you like a fun and exciting team atmosphere, then check out the opportunities at Wind River Resort and Casino. We offer competitive wages, but also extensive benefit packages. Where else can you receive 15 paid holidays,
including your birthday,
paid vacation and sick leave, health, dental, and vision benefits, and a 401k retirement plan with a 7% match? To see all open positions at Wind River Resort and Casino, visit careers at windriver.com. Benefits vary depending on job classification.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're sharing Perez Carrillo Trilogy. This gift set is the pinnacle of years tirelessly dedicated to the perfection of cigars. Rating 95, 96, and 98 by Cigar Aficionado, these three cigars have put Ernesto Perez Carrillo at the top of the industry. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
away from my Carolina home. Had dreams about twist and started to roam. 6 long months on a dust-covered trail. They say heaven's at the end, but so far it's been hell. And there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, rolling them hills, and it's waiting for me there.
Yeah, the little fire on the mountain music, you'll probably sort of catch on to the theme as we go along. A little smoky out there these days. Wow.
It's smoky in a lot of places.
Never mind. All right, so I just wanted to get a couple things clear, then we'll get to our caller. We'll make an announcement. The first of all, I want to make sure that everybody is aware that you need to please boycott the $1 bill, the $20 bill, the $50 bill, and the $100 bill as they depict slave owners. I want you to send them to me, and I will see that they are properly disposed of.
Okay. Yes,
send me some, too. I'll take some.
Well, you know, if there's an overflow, I'll let you know. Go ahead, Linda, and then we'll go to our caller.
Okay, I wanted to clarify the 2200 Eureka Way is not the high school. It's the Shasta Union High School District Office.
Oh, okay. That's okay. Important. Very good.
And then also we wanted to give out the address, whether it is for the recall or for if you want to help with the radio programs, where you can send your donations, and that would be 14421 Old Oregon Trail, Suite B as in boy, Redding, California, 96003, and you can always call me at 221-0101.
Very good. Let's go to our caller.
And we got Jacob on the line. Good morning, Jacob.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I don't like when people say China virus, because I feel like it's a scapegoating.
Well, where'd it come from?
We kind of funded it.
Well, okay, I agree with that. We funded it from Fauci, but the research was done in China. I don't know. I think it's like splitting hairs. Yeah. I don't think it matters much.
It should be called New World Order virus.
okay, there you go.
Hey, I'm down for that. I mean, maybe we should just shorten it up to the NWO virus.
Right. I was also going to say that it's a Lou Montagne.
Oh, thank you. My French is a little lacking these days because it never was.
It took me a long time to learn it, to learn how to say his name. But he's one of my favorite physicists, and he has a really interesting documentary about what's called DNA transduction.
Right.
It's actually the predecessor to RNA transfection.
Maybe
you
can
encourage
post
everyone
it.
To check that out.
Can you post it on my Facebook page?
I don't have a Facebook.
Oh, well, there you go. Can you send it to me in an email?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, my email is kentmark, KENTMARK, at MSN.com, and just put a little subject line there so I know it's you.
Okay.
Perfect.
Cool. Thank you, guys.
All right, thanks, Jacob.
Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
I wasn't sure where we were going here at first. All right, thanks, Jacob.
I know. Hey!
You never know. Okay, so I do have another clip, but let's beat this horse to death first before I get to the clip about the schools. We got to talk about that. Have you got anything over there, Dave, that you want to bring up real quick?
Yeah. So,
Mountie. Gee, I'm shocked.
And also, nothing with Dave is quick.
Hey. Okay, that's true.
Never mind.
All right. So, this is a pretty interesting little one. So, professor says it should be a hate crime to criticize Fauci and others.
Yeah, well, that's what we're talking about.
And this is in PubMed.com, which is the government website, mounting anti-science aggression in the United States. There is troubling new expansion of anti-science aggression in the United States, and it's arising from far-right extremism, including some elected members of U.S. Congress and conservative news outlets that target prominent biological scientists fighting the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah.
They go through in this and say that it should be a felony, and people should be sentenced to jail for speaking out against Fauci.
Well, that's exactly what we're talking about, this shutdown. This is Hitler crap. You know, this First Amendment be damned. Do what you're told. Bend the knee, whatever we tell you. And that should scare the crap out of anybody in a free society, because that's what happened in Germany. That's what's happened in so many other countries.
But it's okay for them to do it to us.
Well, but that's the whole thing. It's always a one-way street.
Yeah.
No matter what I say, that's okay. But what you say is bad because we need to shut you down because you're not following the mandate. You're not following the narrative. You're not doing what you're told.
You're thinking for yourself.
You're thinking for yourself and investigating. We don't want people who think for themselves or people that will challenge the narrative or the intellects that will look at the data. We want people that will go lockstep right down to the ovens if we tell them to.
Mm-hmm. Basically.
Yeah.
And this is an interesting one. So we had been long saying, hey, these masks that you're wearing are ineffective. Well, former Biden COVID advisor concedes cloth masks are not very effective.
But you need to wear one.
So, no. Here, listen. So
no, this is me telling you. You need to put one on.
Where is your mask?
As SARS-CoV-2 experts acknowledge this week that mainstay of global coronavirus response, the use of cloth masks does little to stop the spread of the virus.
Then why
Michelle
are we doing
Holsterholm, it? Michelle Holsterholm, the director of Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota and an advisor on President Joe Biden's transitional COVID-19 advisory board, made the stunning claim on CNN this week amid escalating world fears and concerns over the Delta variant. We know today that many of the mask cloth coverings that people wear are not very effective in reducing any of the virus movement in or out, Holsterholm said during the interview. We need to talk about better masking, he said. We need to talk about N95 respirators, which do a lot for both people who are not yet vaccinated or previously infected.
Why don't we just talk about hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin and everything that works with in conjunction with your natural immunity system? Why don't we talk about the people that have been cured by without taking the CDC 74% who get the jab are reinfected or infected with the virus? I mean, we don't talk about anything except the narrative that the government wants and big pharma. And you know, that just surprises the crap out of me that the left, you know, remember how big pharma and the corporate operations, you know, they're evil guys, but now all of a sudden they're the good guys.
To them. Yeah.
And all of a sudden the left is the great, they're good, the government is the good guys. Why? Because it's about power and it's about the narrative. So I want to play this clip because this kind of goes into this First Amendment thing that we've been talking about. And this is a good clip. I was looking for it last week, but I couldn't find it because there's too many things going by. But here's a father, talking to his school board, and you've probably seen this clip before, but I think this talks about the First Amendment in the context that it should be talked about, and this is the narrative that should be out there. So are we ready to go? Let's play it and see what you think.
If you don't like living in the United States of America, then you can all move to Russia, Cuba, or China.
So you've probably been seeing a lot of clips of brave parents starting to stand up against critical race theory at school board meetings across the nation. But this one might just be the best one. Check it out.
Simon Campbell, 1571 Brookfield Road, Lower Makefield Township. I'm a Pensbury School District resident, Pensbury School District taxpayer. I'm also a former member of the Governing Board of Directors, 2009 to 2013. It's nice to see the old faces. I'm here to speak today. I believe, Gary, you said it was item KKK in the agenda book. Well, isn't that just a perfect, perfect summation of what it is I'm here to talk about? KKK, your proposed new school board policy, seeking once again to limit the constitutionally protected speech of American citizens. Now, when I sat on this school board, I believe some of you old-timers might remember this, a union guy spoke at public comment for 5 minutes and ripped me a new one. He called me the bastard child of Margaret Thatcher. And I sat there and I said to myself, okay, fair enough, welcome to America. He considers me a bastard because I'm in the government. His logic is sound. Now, what happened was the superintendent and the school solicitor at the time freaked out and they didn't put the tape online the next day. And I called them up and I said, get the tape online now before we get sued for censorship. I yelled at the solicitor and I asked him what law school he went to, because it was clearly constitutionally protected rhetorical hyperbole. I can cite the case if you'd like.
And I said to Paul Long, the superintendent at the time, don't ever cut the tape again, Paul. And by the way, bastard child of Margaret Thatcher, I took it as a compliment. Now, you snowflakes apparently have a bigger problem with public comment. It seems to me that you think you can supersede the United States Constitution. Well, I've got news for you, school board president Benito Mussolini. Your power does not supersede that of the U.S. Constitution and the First Amendment rights of the citizens of this great nation. Let's be very, very clear who has the power.
Mr.
It is
Campbell,
not government
I will
policy.
You, I will
do
warn
not
you,
warn me
I
or do
warn
not
you at
interrupt
this
my
moment.
Time.
That if you make personal
time,
insults like that again, or
time.
You personally direct your comments, you will
Let
be asked
be very
to
clear.
Step away from
I'm,
the podium.
I'm going to
I am
quote
asked
to you,
to make your comments,
I'm
but
quoting,
to not
just
do name
do not
calling
talk
like
over
you
me.
Just did.
This is my comment, not your comment. I'm quoting to you now from the United States Supreme Court 1964 case, New York Times versus Sullivan. This is constitutional case law in this country, and I'm quoting you from the U.S. Supreme Court. The judges wrote that this nation is founded on the, quote, profound national commitment to the principle that debate on public issues shall be uninhibited, robust, and wide open, and that it may well include vehement, caustic, and sometimes unpleasantly sharp attacks on government and public officials. That's constitutional case law in this nation. I don't have to be nice to you. Nobody behind me has to be nice to you. If you don't like living in the United States of America, then you can all move to Russia, Cuba, or China. This is the First Amendment. And I will caution you, Solicitor. There is a video camera to my left. If you edit this tape, then you're going to have a big legal problem on your hands, because my right to critique your fascism, which is what this is constitutionally protected. There are emails, public record emails, in which the Director of Equity is lobbying and advocating for public comment to be censored in this school district. And you know what? You know what? Lobbying for it, advocating for it. We've got the school board president saying she'll do better at hitting the mute button in blatant violation of the Constitution for her lobbying and her advocacy of unconstitutional censorship. I want you, the school board, to terminate the employment of Dr. Charissa Gibson with immediate effect. Terminated her employment, I want all of you to tender your resignations for hating on this country. We have a God-given constitutional right to critique you, and we can speak in any lawful tone that we see fit. And don't go looking around, Benito, because this is the United States of America. You have a good... One more thing. I want to make a verbal request right now for an unedited copy of the tape. So if any of you delete it, you're going to have a big legal problem. Good night.
Sound like that... Could be sort of the tone that we've been hearing at the Board of Supervisors meeting lately.
Oh, heck yeah. Well, it's spreading across all the United States. We're seeing recalls that are taking place across all of the United States right now, and it's good.
And they're trying. Absolutely. Absolutely. This is great stuff. But this is what they want to shut down with a three-minute comment, by closing the boardroom with the COVID, by limiting the speech. As much as I disagree sometimes with Vladislav and his tone, he has the right to do that. He has the right to speak like that. And of course he's branded as, an extremist and all that stuff. But what they try to do is they try to lump everybody in with that. An individual goes in there, goes off, and this guy was right on the clip we just played. But, an individual goes in and then they try to lump everybody with him. It's like now they got the comment over there on the left wing, extremist crap, stupid place. I'm not even going to mention it. the guy goes up there and talks about the rope and there's more bullets and all that stuff. And because Terry Raposa is standing up there at the back of the aisle, they put a little sign above it. See, here's Terry. He's involved. Well, by their logic, everybody in the room's involved.
Oh, of course.
All you got to do is be standing there. And that means that the supervisors are involved as well. That means everybody in the room is now and they're probably in the room, too. So they're there, and they're now associated with it. So let's just lump everybody into the one guy's speech, okay? But that's what they do. It's all about distortions. It's all about lies. It's all about stupidity to try to keep the narrative going in the direction of more government control and power. I guess I'm getting a little angry.
Well, they're trying to shut up the Socrates of this generation. They're trying to make it to where you go through and eliminate all of the philosophical thinkers. Why is it that out of the most people that are in this country who haven't gotten the vaccine are PhDs? This last week, they slipped mRNA into the definition of a vaccine. Prior to that, it hadn't been in there. It was a therapeutic.
Right.
And we're all expected to look at Dr. Anthony Fauci like he's this great big hero.
He's a freaking rat.
All right, well, go ahead.
He funded the Wuhan virus. It was his guys that did it. This guy should be up on charges and in jail right now.
Oh, he should, but as of 2 days ago, there's more information that came out from White Coat Waste where Dr. Fauci spent $424,000 to have Bengal puppies bitten to death by flies. According to the documents
obtained
by White Coat Waste using the Freedom of Information
Act. Where's PETA at?
Oh, hey, you don't even want to get me started on PETA.
Where's
PETA actually kills more animals than they actually
help. Well,
that's
what I'm saying. These guys are so full.
Better dead than fed was what they came out to. And they literally are euthanizing these dogs and saying it's better that they die than be fed by a human. They really shouldn't have any personal
ownership
of pets.
Well, you know, that's the old thing. You know, you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet. That's Fauci.
Mm-hmm.
That's Fauci. He's trying to justify this research. He's trying to justify this gain-of-function crap. He's trying to justify this. It's for the good of the whole. You know, in the meantime, if it kills 500 million people worldwide and then suppress the cures that could have saved a bunch of them or half of them or however what percentage, and then let's get Big Pharma in on vaccinating everybody. That's the answer so that they make billions and billions of dollars. And, the guys up there on top aren't on anybody's payroll. I don't know, $1.3 billion from China. I mean, come on. How stupid do you think everybody is?
Well, and at the meantime, you're just supposed to trust your government. So government-funded scientists sought out aborted minority babies for research. Researchers at the University of Pittsburgh received at least $2.7 million in federal funds to study fetal organs and attempted to retrieve half of their samples from the aborted babies of minorities, according to the documents released Tuesday. The National Institutes of Health has overseen experiments on fetal tissue at University of Pittsburgh since 2015 from aborted fetuses ranging from 6 to 42 weeks. 6 to 42 weeks. May I remind you, 39 weeks is the term?
Yeah.
So 42 weeks, all right, well, this kid could end up being induced, but instead of inducing him because he's late, we're just going to go ahead and kill him and then go ahead and use the research. Then we got other ones to where they
ended
up.
And none of this affects the left's position on any of anything, does it?
No.
It doesn't even put a dent in. They don't even want to hear anything because these guys are so ideologically driven that you could hit them in the head with a freaking silver hammer of truth and they'd go, that wasn't really a hammer or silver and you don't, and that's not really a tool.
Oh, and we need 25% of them from minorities. Okay. Cool.
You guys aren't getting it. You're supposed to just do as they tell you to do.
And, yeah.
Not question anything.
Mm-hmm.
And go along with the program. Don't look at them. Don't have them look in the mirror.
Yeah, because we're just a bunch of podunks from...
Yeah. I'm just saying,
out there, you know, farming and stuff.
And they're just going to keep going and going.
Because they're absolute morons. They really
are. Yeah,
they're absolute morons. And they try to paint everybody else as some country hicks. They have no idea that there's doctors, lawyers, people who have traveled the worldwide, college graduates. They have no idea who's involved in these things. But all they can do is call names and smear and tell everybody how screwed up they are when the reality is they ought to go look in the frickin' mirror when they're shaving in the morning.
Duh, that's what I'm saying. Hello.
Sorry.
And with that, we'll go to Drew from Bernie. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning. Did you guys, are you aware of the story that Stu Peters broke last week regarding Alberta? A patriot there was being fined, and he's an outspoken man. For face mask social distancing, and he took them to court, or he was seen in court and asked them to show him the isolate of the COVID. They could not.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Imagine that.
That was Canada. Yeah, that was Canada.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Now this is it. Just broke, and I believe they're relaxing and removing all of the scenes.
Well, I haven't had a chance to review that. I saw that this week, and I really try to make an effort to really go in and dig into these stories deep and before I get them on the air because, you know, I've heard some things that I haven't researched on that there could be some problems with that, that it doesn't just prove everything. But I hear what you're saying, and I'm inclined to agree with you.
Yeah. No, good. I just wanted to point you in the direction, and I'm glad you're bird dogging there. That's all I had, and thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot,
Drew. Well, that's what I've been saying all along. There is no proof of any of this. So they're just going to keep coming up with variants. You show me the proof there's a variant.
You know,
the proof of the virus.
I posted the death rates, and right now there's so many other things that are so far ahead of the death rates on the COVID-19. And, you know, common sense dictates when you forget completely to acknowledge the flu, you know, year over year over year, all of a sudden the flu virus just disappears. The people that died from it are now replaced with the COVID. Common sense tells you they're jacking around with the numbers.
And they've done in the past with certain stuff, they just rename it. So it's not the flu. Now it's COVID. What's it going to be
and
next
just,
month?
Hey, shut up
I'm
and take
just
the,
saying.
Shut
I,
up and take the job.
Know,
just do what you're told.
It ain't going to happen.
Well, and so let's look at this just from a logical perspective. What my problem is with this is you're going to mandate all of the unvaccinated be tested weekly for COVID and any of its variants. And you are not going to do the same for the people that have gotten vaccinated, which means you're actually going to create a case to where you have all these numbers from all these unvaccinated people showing that they're transmuting
the virus.
The virus.
Yes, by CDC's own figure, 74% of the Delta cases are among the vaccinated. So what's the point of even getting vaccinated?
But here's the point. They're going to only use the numbers based upon the inflated numbers of the people who are unvaccinated being tested every week, while the people who are not vaccinated are not being tested. And then those numbers are going to go sky high.
They're jacking them with the tests themselves. They're turning it up on the guys who are unvaccinated to 45, and they're turning it down to 26 on the PCR test. So they're skewing everything. They're lying about everything while they and we are in a perpetual state of emergency, and our Board of Supervisors don't protect us from Sacramento at all. That's why they're being recalled. And it's just, I still wake up in the middle of the night going, how can all these people that are supposed to be good Republicans out there buy into this crap with these guys that are being supported by these left-wing bomb throwers?
And it's not even a vaccine. Let's go back. That bothers me. It's not even a vaccine, folks.
Oh, no, it is now. As of this last week, they reclassified the word of vaccine to include mRNA and gene therapy technologies.
But it's not approved.
It's an emergency use authorization,
right.
So
which
it must
means
be safe.
But there's no recourse against anybody that's manufacturing it. So, and that's just by a coincidence, right? It's just a coincidence that Big Pharma has made themselves immune from any prosecution, any accountability, any lawsuits, because under the Emergency Authorization Act, it's an experimental drug, which means they're not accountable for anything.
And isn't it just by coincidence that school is starting? And so now, the mandate for masks and vaccines for people and blah, blah, blah is coming about. I'm just asking.
Yeah. And you know something?
That's very convenient.
I had it. Mm-hmm. And I feel really good right now. In fact, I think zinc and vitamin C and natural immunity boosting.
I feel really good.
I had it too. And
I had it.
Just vitamins and
I didn't have it.
So I want to go get a jab that's experimental that I keep getting reports that are credible reports across the board of people dying, having heart problems, that we don't know whether it actually decreases your immunity over time. And let's just do it because
And with that, we
Joe Dementia told me to.
Yeah. Flip, flop, botchy, told you. Anyway, we got Troy on the line. Good morning, Troy. Are you there?
Troy, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. Hey, my idea about the mask and vaccines is this. If you think you're going to get it, if you think you're going to spread it, wear a hazmat suit. End of question. That's it.
I like it. Really.
Wear a hazmat suit, you punk.
True.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Thanks for calling in. And with that, we need to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Stay red, China, Johnny Ray, Chopper's. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Things are starting to look up for owners of big apartment communities more than a year after the pandemic left millions of Americans out of work.
Rents are rising, buoyed by strong demand as home prices hit new highs. That leaves many would-be buyers with no choice but to rent. At least one measure of rent collections shows fewer tenants are failing to keep up with payments than just a few months ago. And while vacancies have not fallen back to pre-pandemic levels, they are basically in line with the 10-year average. The trends represent a shift from earlier this year when rents were not growing and vacancies kept rising. Rich Thomason reporting.
A wildfire continues to rage on the Greek island of Evia.
Pillars of billowing smoke and ash blocked out the sun on Greece's second biggest island, leaving the sky to turn a hazy orange. The fire triggered more evacuation alerts as firefighters continued the struggle to extinguish the blaze, which has now ravaged forests from coast to coast. Other fires raged around Greece, mainly in the southern Peloponnese region, and around the fringes of Athens, which appear to be on the wane. Athens Chief Heat Officer Ellen Irivilis says the fires around Greece have had devastating consequences.
In Evia, the fire has been pushing out the villages into boats, so we see the faces of people being moved out of their homes.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Senators getting back to work today toward passage of a $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package. Lawmakers from both parties advanced that bill past a procedural hurdle yesterday, though Republicans say they'd like to slow the process down a bit, get a better idea of what they're about to sign. The Tokyo Olympics officially over. IOC President Thomas Bach declared the games closed this morning, raising the French flag, 2024 Summer Games in Paris. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
An untold number of Americans have managed to get a COVID-19 booster shot, even though the government has not approved them.
They're doing so by taking advantage of the nation's vaccine surplus and loose tracking of those who've been fully vaccinated. One person says she got a booster by telling a clinic it was her first shot. An Associated Press review of a database run by the CDC found healthcare providers have reported more than 900 instances of people getting a third dose.
That's correspondent Rhonda Rockstra. Chicago police say one officer was killed, another wounded overnight in a shooting during a traffic stop. The officers were fired upon after pulling over a vehicle with three people inside. Two arrests have been made. The other person that they are suspecting is out there is still being sought for. The officers taken to a hospital where one died and the other was last said to be fighting for his life. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Police have arrested 50 people suspected of ransacking a Hindu temple in eastern Pakistan, and they're searching for another 100.
The temple attack in the town of Bong in Punjab province on Wednesday followed the alleged desecration of a religious school by a young Hindu boy earlier in the week. The area police chief says order was restored after the deployment of extra police and a paramilitary force, and police were looking for the remaining suspects. The unruly mob burned down the temple's main door and damaged statues. In general, Muslims and Hindus live peacefully in predominantly Muslim Pakistan, but there have been attacks on Hindu temples in recent years. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Today is Sunday, August the 8th. It's the 220th day of 2021. On this date in history, 1974, President Nixon, facing new revelations in Watergate, announced he would resign the following day. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
There's, I think, a little more than smoke in some people's eyes. Yeah, so it's crazy.
We do have a caller back on the line. We've got Jacob.
Jacob again.
Yeah, good morning, Jacob.
Hi. I had three pieces of crucial information I thought I'd share with y'all. The first of which, the mRNA vaccine, it does integrate to the human genome. There's a peer-reviewed study on it. They had to redact the study, of course, because they probably got death threats, and they changed it so that when the mRNA is introduced to the human DNA, it creates, quote, chimera artifacts. Now, the spike protein is an animal. It's produced in animals. It's not produced in humans. So you're essentially an animal shot. The second thing is, I suggest everyone look up a Human Genome Project under the Department of Energy. They've been taking to the PKU heel prick test on babies. It's done on almost every baby. Most time they don't ask. They've been mapping and sequencing our genotypes for a long time, and they finally cracked the code. And what did? They weaponized it. that Luc Montagnier, he was on the book saying that they added HIV and malaria genotype into the coronavirus. And the third thing I was going to say is that... And then he had to... he basically shut up because he probably got death threats. There's a bunch of scientists...
It's funny how people are dying right and left here that don't agree with the narrative sometimes.
Yep. Yeah, a lot of scientists. There was a guy in Pittsburgh, actually, University of Pittsburgh, who was on the brink of some mRNA breakthrough.
Look at how many people on the Capitol Police Force have been checking out lately with suicide.
Suicides and stuff. Yep. Yeah, that's very sketchy. The third thing is, what I was going to say is, don't take the PKU or PCR or any genetic testing, because actually, believe it or not, Bill Gates owns a data mining firm based in China that usurps the PCR genetic information. And who knows what the guy does with that? He does all kinds of weird stuff, like censuses Canadians on their diets and stuff. Spends billions of dollars in censusing people on private censuses. For whatever reason, then he goes and buys up all the farmland. So, I mean, I don't know. It is what it is.
Is that PKU test?
But it's definitely an animal shot. Spike proteins are produced in animals. They're not produced in humans, so...
I'm not a virologist, so I mean, I'm only kind of go by what I can read and see without going into an in-depth study from people that aren't a part of the government telling me that I should take the jab. So
but on the PKU,
don't
they automatically do that with children right after they're born in the hospital?
Yeah.
The parents don't even know about it.
Yeah, they claim that it's to test for genetic disorders, but when I told them no. They actually held my baby hostage for 3 days, called CPS, said that was crazy and all this stuff until I signed a form that allowed them to take the blood. I said it's against my religion. you know. And but yeah, no, they were very serious. They got really serious with me about it. Not this hospital, but one in New York. The other thing that I was going to say is that the reason that kids are kind of like they don't really get the coronavirus is because there's multiple coronaviruses. It's basically different forms of the flu. There's like 14 different kinds, and there and a lot of the antibodies cross over. So the kids get it at school previous year, or they share the antibody, and then they become resistant to the coronavirus. And that's in their own studies. So these the antibodies from the flu work against COVID-19. That's because it is. It's just an enhanced flu.
Well, what you're telling me,
they just add malaria and HIV genotype into the they transfected it into the RNA.
So let me see if I've got this straight. What you're telling me is that our immune systems are better than the vaccine could ever be.
Yeah. Yeah. If anything, the vaccine is just like it's just a weapon. Like they're it probably just produces like these variants and stuff. Which. I don't know.
Well, you know, if Bill Gates thought of it, and you know, I mean, it's got to be good, right? Because he's a self-proclaimed genius.
Yeah, he's a horrible person. His wife left him for a reason.
Good save.
Yeah. He loves all of us so much.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. That's why he's all into eugenics. Yeah. Anyway, hey, thanks for if you got anything else, Jacob, let us know. But other than that, hey, we're gonna move on. Thanks, I appreciate the information.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, very
all right,
good.
Thanks. All and right. With that, we got Rich on the line. Good morning, Rich. Hey, Rich.
Are you there? Rich?
Hello. I'm here. I guess the delay. We had the delay going.
Oh, all right. Well,
we can hardly hear you.
Sorry about the delay. Better?
Yeah, yes. That's better.
A couple things. Yeah, I just put a link in the chat on the CDC document dated July 21 of this year, page 40, second paragraph. They admit the actual COVID physical virus was never part of them establishing the PCR test because they did not have the virus isolated. That is absolutely bombshell. I wonder where our county health is going to be on that, you know, as far as publishing that information. Of course they won't. Anyways, so second issue is we were doing some recall signature gathering yesterday at the Mount Shasta Mall. It was mm-hmm. the first day at right. the mall for the recall gathering. So, of course, we ran into the pushback that we have gotten at many locations. But we won again. So we asserted our rights. We had the state Supreme Court law precedent in hand. You know, the security tried to run us off. A store owner tried to run us off. But then in the end, the actual mall manager came up to us with an application and said, hey, if you guys want to collect signatures inside the mall, yes, inside the mall, he said, here's the application and fill it out and you guys are welcome to come inside. Now, I don't know if we're going to do that because we can be on the outside perimeter of the mall without permission due to that case law. But just another example, folks, you know, assert your rights, know your rights. And the key is you do not back down, and you will have these victories. And so that's all. That's all for today.
Very good.
All right. Thanks for right. letting us know that,
thanks,
Rich. We appreciate that.
Yeah, I was out canvassing yesterday myself, and we had a very good day. We filled up more than four pages of petitions, and I think that Modi's got a real problem coming down the pipe here.
I think they all might.
a real problem, but that's who I was working on yesterday. And I'll tell you what, that guy. Anyway, I'm looking at Know Your Rights from the First Amendment, and this is a penal code, and I was sent to it. Somebody sent it to me on the free speech. If anybody wants a copy of it, I'll post it. Just let me know in an email or on Facebook. Okay, so what we want to do is we also want to get back to what we were talking about.
Well, I want to talk about this for a second since he brought up the spike protein. Now, I can't find a place to where it's not produced in the human body, but it seems like it wouldn't based upon the fact that it is a protein that is normally kicked out of the body. So this is an article from The Defender. It said COVID vaccine researchers had previously assumed mRNA COVID vaccines would behave like traditional vaccines. The vaccine spike protein responsible for infection and its most severe symptoms would remain mostly in the injection site at the shoulder muscle or lymph nodes. But new research obtained by a group of scientists contradicts that theory. A Canadian cancer vaccine researcher said last week, "We've made a big mistake. We didn't realize this until now," said Brian Bertle, a viral immunologist and associate professor at University of Guelph, Ontario, who, "We thought the spike protein was a great target antigen. We never knew the spike protein itself was a toxin and was a pathogenic protein, that by vaccinating people, we were inadvertently inoculating them with a toxin." Birdie, who was awarded a $230,000 grant by the Canadian government last year for research on COVID vaccine development, said he and a group of international scientists filed a request for information from the Japanese regulatory agency to get access to Pfizer's biodistribution study. The biodistribution studies are used to determine where an injected compound travels in the body and which tissues and organs it accumulates in. It's the first time ever scientists have been privy to seeing where the messenger RNA, mRNA vaccines go after vaccination. Birdie said in an interview with Alex Pearson, when he first disclosed the data, it's safe assumption that it stays in the shoulder muscle. The short answer is absolutely not. It's very disconcerting. The SARS-CoV-2 has a spike protein on its surface, and that spike protein is what allows it to infect our bodies, Birdie explained. That's why we have been using the spike protein in our vaccines, Birdie said. The vaccines we're using to get in the cells of our bodies to manufacture that protein. If we can mount an immune response to the protein, in theory, we could prevent the virus from infecting the body. This is the theory behind the vaccine. However, when studying the severe COVID-19 heart problems, lots of problems with the cardiovascular system, bleeding and clotting, all associated with COVID-19, he added. In doing that research, what has been discovered by the scientific community, the spike protein on its own is almost entirely responsible for the damage to the cardiovascular system if it gets into circulation. When the purified spike protein is injected into the blood of research animals, they experience damage to cardiovascular system, and the protein can cross the blood-brain barrier and cause damage to the brain, Birdie explained. The biodistribution study obtained by Birdie shows that COVID spike protein gets into the blood where it circulates for several days post-vaccination and then accumulates in the organs and tissues, including the spleen, bone marrow, the liver, adrenal glands, and it's quite high concentrations in the ovaries. We've known for a long time that the spike protein is a pathogenic protein, Birdie said. It's a toxin. It can cause damage in our body if it gets into circulation.
Wow, and then, you know, I got a clip here from Bill Gates, so he's smiling, when he suggests that non-vaccinated should be withholding their Social Security from them. I mean, it's like, hold on.
So, I just want to go back to the article a little bit. They didn't even test one of the items that they're putting in the vaccine. Doesn't say about other items that they put in the vaccine, have they been tested or not. They just put it in there.
Well, that's what we're talking about. Do you trust these guys?
Yeah, I'm just saying, doesn't that make people think a little bit that they just randomly, oh, well, we'll just put it in there and see what happens?
Well, see, here's the thing. It's kind of like this.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
It's true. I mean, these guys, they lie. They say anything that they, you know, I don't know.
Oopsie, we put something bad in there.
I mean, what is Biden, a meat puppet at this point? Have you seen? I mean, he's got to get permission to talk. He even says it. I mean, the media completely ignores the dementia that this guy has. I mean, it's just insane. But we do know what flavor ice cream that he has and likes. He loves double chocolate chip. And you know, that's important.
He likes lighting his own fires in his place to where he lights the fireplace himself. That's important for us
to
know.
Important.
Without any help?
I'm not sure about that. They probably get it all set up for him to where he just has to light the match. But in the meantime, while all this is going on, we have a vaccine that we're not getting all of the information on. Mm-hmm. And now there is a proposal.
And the information we keep getting keeps changing.
Mm-hmm. But there's a proposal to place unvax on no-fly lists. So good luck actually getting across the country or being able to act as a normal
citizen.
There's
no
citizen.
Power play going on here. There's no control. There's no lockdown. There's no board of supervisors locking down the chamber. You know, I heard, you know, you look at the how many meetings that the board of supervisors have had this year. It's like half of the normal one. I mean, they're usually like 51, 52 weeks a year. They have meetings every Tuesday and so forth. They've had like 20-something meetings. See, so what's going on here?
They don't want to hear you.
They don't want to hear us. So they follow everything that Gavin Mussolini has to say. They do whatever thing he's told. They say that they're there for our own good. Where's the money going? You know, we've doubled our budget. What's going on?
They want to censor us. Joe wants to tell us who can call in and what and where and
they
how.
They want to, you're 3 minutes and you better be civil. You know, it's complete contrary to what we should be having. There's no robust debate. They shut your mic off down there. After we just played that clip, maybe it gets a little more robust. But of course, they demonize anybody who gets mad, anybody who says anything they don't like to hear. You know, we're all a part of the right wing extremist militia connected to, you know, everything under the sun that that they're trying to discredit. But in the meantime, the recall keeps going on. We keep gathering signatures, and they're trying to connect the recall to everything else, coincidentally enough.
And we shouldn't do a recall, you know. It's not our constitutional right or anything, you know.
No, that's bad.
That's
breaking the law. You should do your homework.
Yeah.
These guys are freaking morons. Okay, so...
we have a caller. Yeah. We've got Maria. Good morning, Maria.
Looks like Travis is currently fielding another call now.
Okay, so we'll get Maria as soon as we can.
So in the meantime, going on... Oh, he's back.
Oh, do we still have Maria?
Okay. All right. I was watching something. It was a nurse, and they had it all blurred, so you didn't know who it was. She says a nurse worked in a hospital back east, and she said... the hospital was full, and they had people coming 3 and 4 times, all vaccinated, with pulmonary embolisms, blood clots, strokes, and heart attacks. And when she mentioned, they all vaccinated, this has to do something with the vaccines. They laugh at her, they mock her, and they call her an anti-vax. Okay,
yep.
Next. Patrick King is a man that went in Alberta, Canada. He took it to court and won about the masks because he mentioned, okay, show me where the virus has been isolated. Oops, we can't. Okay, he won the case, no masks in Alberta. Then Dr. McCulloch, he says that the doctors, when they find out that they're coming out of that stupor they're in, they will be horrified of the harm they have done to people. And then... the study from Spain that came from the University of Almeria, Granada, and another one in Germany about the graphene oxide, which is a poison.
Right.
Okay? And nobody seems to think anything of it. All right. Then I have a friend that is from Venezuela. And yesterday she was totally against. She got the jab, okay? Because she told me she only got it because her parents used to be very wealthy. And I said, what do you mean? You told me they're wealthy. And she said, yes, used to be very wealthy until the communists came in, took everything. She said they came in 7 times into our home, and they went through the house. They said, you have too many rooms. We're going to put people from the street to live here. And this is what's going on over there. And she, which was not one of us, is beginning to be one of us because she says she sees... the same thing little by little happening here.
Here, Maria, here's what I think is really happening is that they're losing control of the narrative. People have heard too many opposing viewpoints coming out of the mouths of the people who are supposed to be experts. People have seen too many alternative viewpoints. They're researching a little more now. They're starting, you know, they've seen people die. My son calls me yesterday and tells me that one of his best friends has been in a coma for 9 months since he took the jab. You know, I mean, we're starting to see the direct effects of this and the... and the idiots are losing the useful, or maybe they're useless, tools, idiots, are starting to lose the narrative. They're starting to lose hold of the information.
The truth
log.
Is being exposed and more and more.
The truth
more
is starting
more.
To be exposed. And that's the problem. I mean, I'm looking at an article right now, and it's We Want Freedom. 237,000 protesters protest the vax passports in 180 cities in France. I guess that just they just forgot to report that on the local KC. I don't even.
Oh no, they don't report anything.
They don't report nothing.
They don't report also the 50,000 people that have died. This is the whistleblower. You know that one.
Yes.
50,000, more than 50,000 now from the vaccines. They have died from the vaccine. They don't say a word.
But you better get the vaccine so you don't get COVID.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I ran out of people. That's it. You are my last resort. I have nobody else. My family in Spain, they tell me I'm crazy. They're all vaccinated. The same thing happened to my mother. They saved her by a miracle. She's 98, used to walk until a few weeks ago, used to walk 5 blocks a day. Well, gets the jab, heart attack. Not attack, but a heart condition. So now she's in a wheelchair. Okay.
Well, I mean, you've got Eric Clapton, who refuses to play at any venues now that require you to be vaccinated because he almost lost his ability to play. He got vaccinated the first time, and all of a sudden he couldn't feel his hands and his feet, and he lost control of them. He got the second vaccine, and he thought he was never going to be able to play again. So you know, and I'm looking right at a quote from him. I should have never gone near that needle.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I don't know, unless people say no to that, like my daughter is freaking out because the governor said that all the people from, she works for a doctor, so all the people in the medical field has to be vaccinated. Well, she got vaccinated homeopathically, at the beginning, during 20 weeks, like me, through my doctor. So he did that to us, to everybody, to 3,000 people, nobody got sick. So, gave it to us for free. But anyway, that's no here or there. I'm just not having it, and that's all there is to it.
Right.
I just can't be poisoned like that. And I don't know what else. People just go to it like it's candy. Yeah, you should have seen my family. I'm getting it today. And the other one's clapping and sending it to me on the phone. Okay,
wow.
Everybody clapping. Oh, great. It's your turn. And they think that, all these doctors have said, wait until, and by the way, Luc Montagnier is how you pronounce it.
Right.
Luc Montagnier.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, Maria, thanks, we appreciate it.
So I'm looking at another video here video show out in the UK.
We've also got Tim on the line, too.
Oh, do we? I didn't see Tim.
3 minutes to break.
All right, very good.
And we'll go to Tim. Good morning, Tim. Tim?
Good morning.
Hey.
I have a question. I'm planning on taking a short vacation and going from state to state, and I was wondering if at the borders of these states, if they're going to stop you and go, show us your papers.
Not yet.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
Well, I was just going to say, I just got back from South Dakota, so I went through Utah, Wyoming, Nebraska, South Dakota, Nevada. And so there was nothing at the border.
I didn't have anything.
Other than a bug station coming back into California where they ask you if you – they don't even ask you anymore.
They don't even ask
you.
They just wave it through.
They got this big station. They're paying these guys probably $80,000 a year plus benefits to just wave you through.
Yeah. Well, believe me, at 75 years old, I'm a bit of a skeptic. I'm a vet. I've seen all kinds of weirdness, shall we say, from 1965 on. And I just wondered if we were going to be reverting into some sort of European thing about if you had to go state to state, they're going to stop you. Have you been vaccinated? And if you hadn't, you have to turn around and go back or something.
I wouldn't doubt it if we don't start standing up and doing something about it.
Well, and I think they are working on mandates in New York right now. In order to come into New York, I think you either have to quarantine for amount of time or you have to have the jab.
I think you're correct.
And so that's the only one that I know of so far on it. And, I mean, it's all of this stuff, I think we really just need to have transparency on. Because if they're going to sit here and lie to us, then they're not building trust. And you look at what's going on over in places like Australia. All right, well, 14% of their population is vaccinated, and the other portion they call a small minority of people not wanting to get the vaccine who are anti-vaxxers, and they deploy the military. That's supposed to build trust in order to get the jab.
Okay, so let's take another piece of this puzzle, because what this is a takeover. Let's just be honest. This is a takeover. They're using the coronavirus as a means to take over. And we're going to go to a break here in just a second, but I just want to let everybody stew on this. Okay, so they just changed the law on the recall here in California, that a remote access vote by mail system allows voters to mark their selections, use their own compatible technology, and to vote independently and privately in the comfort of their own home. You can print out your own ballot and from your home and vote there. There's no, there's not going to be any fraud now, is there?
No.
They just deliver. Everybody gets to print out their own ballots, no matter who you are.
There's going to be like 8 million ballots.
and they just changed this law because Newsom doesn't like the fact that the polls are turning against him, you know. So we're back to, we're going to take over regardless. And, gee, have we had any rigged elections lately? Thanks for the call, Tim.
No.
I guess let's go to a break.
Let's go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to kcnr1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Yeah, I really like the horns, you know, like Chicago and, you know.
Tower of Power.
Tower of Power.
Wow, that's reaching back.
That was, I know some good stuff, man.
That was actually the Sanford Townsend Band.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. Smoke from a Distant Fire. Has anybody kind of caught on to the theme this morning?
No. It's all around us. No. It's everywhere.
You know, I learned really slow, but I learned really fast. Really good, I think.
What's really interesting about this is that it's not just here in America right now. These fires all over the place. You go up into Canada and there's fires stretching all over Canada and then down into Mexico as well. It's all over the place.
Yeah.
And I mean, there was, it doesn't do it justice, so we can't play it, but there was actually a visual of all the different fires and pretty much they're everywhere right now. It's bad.
Yeah, yep. I agree.
It is
bad.
Everywhere.
It all right.
is bad.
So let's go ahead and talk about our latest nominee for the ATF, David Chipman. Wow. This guy's a piece of work. I seen him somewhere. Wasn't he in some kind of a impeachment hearing or something before? I don't remember.
He was there. As a non-native English speaker, it must be really hard to actually be able to understand the English native language here, because like knickknack, it's got four silent K's in it. And
you think this
Democrat,
is hard, you should try Russian.
Democrat, it's got three silent K's in it too. We'll get into this a little bit about Mr. David Chipman here.
Okay, so I've got a clip here that I want to play, and you know he's gonna be. They're trying to put him in charge of the ATF. Yeah, that's not the fox watching the hen house or nothing, is it?
No.
He's an extreme gun control agenda. Gee, and that doesn't feather into everything we're talking about. Takeover, Stalin said, I don't care who votes, I care who counts the votes. You know, I mean, make them shut down all their constitutional rights with the virus, and then get all their guns. And, oh, by the way, stop their free speech in their local government so they don't have any say in what's going on. Wow. It's just weird, man. But let's listen to this a little bit, and we'll go from there. Here we go. Almost sounds like JP.
They might think that they're diehard, ready to go, but unfortunately, they're more like Tiger King. I would secure that gun locked and unloaded, and only bring that out if the zombies start to appear.
The AR as the AR rifle platform and telling people they have to turn it in.
What I support is treating them just like machines.
So that's a yes, right? I mean, you have to get a very special and hard to get federal license.
They're not banned. The government does not.
Very few people have machine guns.
Now joined by David Chipman. He's a special agent at the U.S. Bureau of Firearms and Explosives. David, thank you for joining us.
I want to add to that he's actually appeared on Chinese state television.
Mm-hmm. Very recently, actually.
And you know, this sounds like the old, what we've been hearing in the news lately. Oh, yeah, you guys need to give up all your guns and, you know, defund the police. And in the meantime, we'll put $4.1 million and all beef up all our security for us congressmen because we need to be protected. We have important work to do. You're a flea. So, just go back to work and shut your yap and give up all your rights, and we're in charge.
Well, if you have any doubt that China is deeply embedded in our government right now, you need to seriously look at the facts. So in 2012, Chipman appeared on Chinese global television network to discuss the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting, where he warned that there would be more shootings unless we do something about it. Sure enough, considering this, the CCP Chipman interviewed was used as propaganda to distract from a mass stabbing of 23 children in school in China's Henan province.
Hunan. Hunan, thank you. Okay, I'm going to continue with this clip. Here we go.
Are you saying that the Secret Service isn't necessary?
That's not what I said. What I said is their use of guns, shooting guns, is not necessary.
No, because
okay.
What?
He's saying that the Secret Service doesn't need guns that shoot.
That's what I thought I heard.
Yeah. That's what he said. And this is the guy that they're trying to nominate for the ATF department head position.
All right, well, here's the thing. When they go ahead and take away all the guns from the Secret Service and all of the police first, then they can go for our guns, and we'll see how that works out.
No, see, nothing works out, and I'll tell you why nothing works out that way, because the idea is this. This is their whole premise, that we can eliminate guns from everybody worldwide, and that'll make everybody safe. But that is insanity. You can't make everybody turn their guns in. Criminals are not going to turn their guns in. Guys in prison, make guns. People can, you can actually
make
guns.
But we don't have
guns.
To worry about in California. They're just turning them all out.
What it really is the idea that you can create this utopian society where everybody is free and safe and depending on the government for everything because there are benefactors and everybody can lock arms and kumbaya and love each other and all that shit. But all that stuff.
They won't hurt one another. Yeah,
but the real deal is that's a complete juvenile view of the world. It's like you're 13 still, okay? Okay, call up China and tell all the secret police to give up all their guns.
Well, and look at Cori Bush just this last week. Cori Bush became visibly upset when discussing taxpayers' concerns over her lavish $70,000 private security detail. Because
that's a tip of the iceberg, by the way.
If I end up spending $200,000, if I spend $10 more on it, you know what? I get to be here, so suck it up, while insisting at the same time that defunding the police has to happen. We need to defund the police. So what you really see from all these people, Nancy Pelosi, everybody else, we don't need walls. Has giant walls around her house. We don't need guns. Has six or seven people with guns right around her.
See, here's the thing with all these guys. They say, you got to respect our rights. Except we don't respect your rights. We'll give up all our guns. Fine. You want to give up your gun? You don't want to have a gun? Hey, that's your right. You want to get the shot? Go get the shot. You want to wear a mask? Wear a mask. Okay? But you don't want me to have the right to say, I want a gun. You don't want me to have the right to say anything that I want to say. You don't want me to have the right to say, I don't want the vax. You don't want me to have the right to say, I'm not wearing the mask. See, it's
your speech is speech that I hate, so it's hate speech.
Exactly. Or you're a racist, a bigot, a moron. Take your pick. You know, this whole racist bigot crap that's all they got. They don't like what you have to say. They don't like the facts. They don't like any science. All they like is the fact that they can call you a name. And that used to work.
Mm-hmm.
It used to work. You're
people
a racist.
Are so scared of being called a racist or a bigot or a sexist.
Go frickin' pound sand, you moron. I don't care what you call me. You're not taking away my freedom of speech. You're not taking my right of assembly. You're not taking my frickin' gun away. You're not making me take a jab. And if you try to, there's going to be consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And there already is consequences. Oh, and let's concentrate on Indians. God, you got to be kidding me. I'm married to half the tribe, you moron.
Native Americans, you guys. Come on.
Jeez.
Whatever.
All right, do we got a caller?
Wow, really? I mean, come on. Yes, we do. We got Siskiyou Steve on the line. Good morning.
Yay, good morning, y'all.
Hey, what you got?
Siskiyou Steve.
Terry Raposo gave me that name, so I'm using it.
Okay.
Hey, we're all down for it. Go for it. What you
I
got?
I want to commend you guys, number one, on all the hard work you're doing down there with your supervisors and taking your county back. We're up here in Siskiyou County, of course. And I went immediately down there to talk to your sheriff. I took him a couple of books from Sheriff Mack. On constitutional sheriffs. I know he's appointed, he's not elected, but still, the people are the voice. And, you know, everybody wants, I keep hearing this stuff about 1974 and how California changed the law and somehow the IG is in charge. Well, I keep calling, well, I not keep calling them, but I called them once and I said, Sheriff Mack, who is in charge? You know, and he says, only one person. And I said, what's that? God. And he said, no, the people. So bottom line, it comes down to the people. Our country was founded by the God and the people.
Right.
So, you know, this thing with this California thing, I mean, we are at war. You brought up China, and I am a veteran, a combat veteran, Vietnam, and, you know, we are at war.
Yes.
And this is China. China has infiltrated our country.
Yep.
I understand maybe they even own Costco. I can't verify that yet, but that was brought up the other night. But they own so much, and we've got to take all that country back, all those properties back, and take all that money from them and get them the hell out of here. That's the verbiage that we need to be speaking more about, is that how much China is involved in our government, in our everyday walk of life. And again, I commend you guys for everything you're doing down there. Thanks for all your hard work.
All right.
Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
So one of the big things that people need to understand about China and their relation to America here is that you can, as a Chinese person, get a company here. And then after that, you can endorse yourself to be able to come here for citizenship.
Right.
And in China, what they have going on right now is the CCP is in control of everything and everyone. You can't get a pass to come to America unless you actually are completely committed to the Chinese Communist Party.
Right.
When these people are coming here, they're going to still work for the Chinese Communist Party, presumably.
Well, let me show you an example of what's going on in California. Okay, when COVID, started, what was the first thing that Governor Mussolini did? He did a side contract with the Chinese government
for
$1.2 billion in masks. Now, if you can't put two and two together, you're just plain stupid.
Not only that, but they had a lot of the hospitals were ordered to box up their masks and send them over to China.
Wow. Go ahead,
yeah.
Dave.
Well, and this is one of the things. There was a person who was on the show with Glenn Beck, and she started off in North Korea, South Korea.
I saw that. Did you see the one with Joe Rogan interview on the gal?
No, I didn't.
You should watch that. That's very good. She talks about what it's like in North Korea, how they're used to seeing dead bodies everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They're eating rats. People starving to death. I mean, it's pretty graphic. But I suggest anybody who wants to know what it's like in a complete totalitarian society where the government controls everyone and everything, there is no constitution, no free speech, and what it's like there, I think that's an eye-opener.
Well, and she escaped to China as part of the sex slavery rings that are going on over there. And then after that, missionaries helped get her to South Korea. And then from there, there were people that ended up helping her get to America. And then she came here, and she got a full scholarship, and she said it was just like back home in North Korea.
Right.
And that's terrifying.
Right.
When you end up seeing that our universities are these propaganda machines,
right,
telling you sit down and shut up and do as we say, and they're pumping out all of these activists who are trained to hate America.
Right. That's exactly right. They hate America. And they hate truth. They really do. They hate truth because they will not have anything to do with truth. Any truth that comes out is branded. They're you're homophobic, you're a racist, you're this, you're that, you're a bigot, whatever it is, because it doesn't matter what's the truth. See, the truth is the truth. It might offend you, but it's still the truth.
You may not like it.
You may not like it, but you don't get to just, the history of the world is not something that you just get to black out because you don't like it. It's for everybody to learn from is what it should be. You don't get to just say, oh, we're going to pick this and we're going to choose this and we're going to take this and everything else is racist or homophobic and so on and so forth. But that's what they're doing. It's they don't worry about what the truth is. They have their truth, which is their version of the truth, okay? And we all have a version of the truth, maybe, because I don't think there's anything that's completely unbiased anywhere, okay? But you got to disseminate. Discernment is to find something that actually, you're looking for the truth as best you can find it.
With facts.
Data.
If you've got the facts and the data, hello?
Right.
History.
We have facts.
We have data that shows certain things
that's
happen
right. Absolutely.
In history.
It's like saying, oh, we're a slave nation. But then you just forget to look at it. The rest of the world had slaves.
Well, and there's a few things
stupid.
Before we end the show that I think we've got to cover. So the $1 trillion infrastructure spending bill, senators voted 67-27 to advance the bill. Well, so they're going through with it.
Yeah.
Now, within that bill, here's a list of odd things.
Oh, it's all about infrastructure, isn't it?
$10 billion to create a civilian climate corp. The Biden administration proposes spending $10 billion to create a civilian climate corp. The White House claims that this $10 billion investment will put new diverse generation of Americans to work conserving our public lands and waters.
That's infrastructure. Oh.
Great reset.
Yeah.
And two, $20 billion to advance racial equity and environmental justice.
AKA also known as we get to reward our friends and punish our enemies.
Three, $175 billion in subsidies for electric vehicles, which have you noticed that electricity has actually been kind of going up an awful lot right now?
Not only that, where does the electricity come from? It's just that so we'll kill all the dams, we'll kill all the producing, solar doesn't work all the time, wind doesn't work all the time, but all those coal-fired plants do.
Yeah, but there's no charging stations, really, and... Yeah.
There's no place in... Do you know where there's... I think there's one in Mount Shasta.
There's a few. There were... I forget what state.
I don't know where they are.
Yeah.
And the Orville Edward Hyde Power Plant forced to close down for the first time since 1967, I think it was. And they can provide power for homes, as many as 800,000 homes, but they're shutting down, and that's going to go onto the grid as well.
Yeah.
But no, we're going to go ahead and spend a bunch of money on that.
Yeah.
Next up, we got $213 billion to build/retrofit 2 million houses and buildings. Once again, great reset. $500 billion for new public schools and making school lunches greener.
Oh. Wow. It's kind of like...
Meanwhile, everybody's pulling their kids out of school.
That's exactly right.
Six,
homeschooling.
$12 billion for community colleges. And $7 billion to eliminate racial and gender equalities in STEM. $100 billion to expand broadband internet. We already have that. It's called Starlink.
Yeah, private company. Well, you know...
This is pissing me off, okay?
Okay.
Because here's the deal. And I will tell you guys this. AT&T got government funds through the last round of programs where they gave them multiple billions of dollars.
Reward your friends.
To be able to get rural internet out to people. I talked with the line people that actually go out there and install the lines. He said they built lines to literally nowhere that didn't hook up to anything.
Reward your friends. It's kind of like Solyndra.
Government program.
Remember Solyndra?
Government program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just give them $500 million and they don't produce
government
anything.
Program.
And guess what? I have Starlink now, and it's great.
I'm waiting for
it. It's awesome.
How did you get it?
I ordered it as soon as
it came
out.
I did, too. I ordered it like 8 months ago. I haven't heard from him.
You're a sucker. That's all it comes down to. All right.
Cut his mic. Could you cut his mic, please?
On it.
Next up. $25 billion.
Oh, he's cutting your mic.
Oh, he cut my mic.
Just for
I see how it is.
Yeah, he's the boss.
So I wanted to mention too, before you go on to this a little further, is that what also happened this week with the China Joe, Dementia Joe, there's a new language called Bidenese that we'll get into maybe next week, but you know, saying that they're keeping the moratorium on paying your rent,
mm-hmm.
but I guess. The moratorium on people keeping their homes that they can rent to other people doesn't really matter because what happens to the landlords when they can't make
their
payments on their mortgages?
Well, and this is actually a violation of the Third Amendment, which, interestingly enough, a Supreme Court decision has never been rendered on the Third Amendment, the making it to where the government can't just randomly put troops in your home in time of peace.
Oh, quartering soldiers, absolutely. Yeah. I don't know how that kind of relates to what we're talking about as far as the rent, because there already is a Supreme Court decision that says that's unconstitutional.
Uh-huh. But here's how it does, because that amendment needs to be forced into the 21st century, because right now we have the government that is forcing people, actually some of which military individuals, into people's homes to where they are saying, you are going to house this person, you're going to let them do whatever they want, they don't have to pay you rent, and you can't evict them. It is completely in violation of the Third Amendment.
Well,
so let's just go back over this last couple weeks.
Go ahead.
First Amendment, not there. They're censoring Facebook posts. They're censoring the public forums. Second Amendment, we got this whack job who's going after it.
Yeah.
And Third Amendment.
Oh, and by the way, we're the extremists.
Oh, no, no. If you believe that you should be able to fight back against a totalitarian government that's enacting tyranny
you're a terrorist.
You're a terrorist.
You're a terrorist extremist, yeah.
And meanwhile, a Supreme Court hearing, like you mentioned, is issued against his memorandum on eviction, or moratorium. And then after that, he just goes, ah, whatever, we're going to do it anyway. Here's a new executive order. We're just going to go ahead and make it stay in effect.
Well, we got about 5 minutes left. We do have a caller. We've got Lori on the line. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for the shout-out to Bob Martin. That was very sweet and kind.
No problem. Thanks for giving me the heads up on that.
Wonderful. I'm just going to give a referral for a recent release from Dane Wigington about the UVC rays that are happening. It's a short video. It's 29 minutes long. It goes by very quickly. It was released yesterday, and it's basically demonstrating with this individual named Ray. They don't use his last name for fear of being harmed, like we know what happens to people. Mm-hmm. And so it's basically that the UVC rays are they're kind of being covered up. They're saying, this is according to NASA, that most of the UVC rays are not coming through and being stopped. Well, that's UVC rays are next to X-ray, and that can damage your DNA, RNA. We're already seeing crops that have to be shaded because they're frying. The bark is burning off. The forests don't have the usual aroma and smell that they once did years ago, so the plants are not uptaking their nutrients. They're not breathing, so this is the warning to everyone. It's more serious than you can believe. It's going to make the food chain, food supply, which you all bring up every once in a while, is that this is going to impact crops, orchards, and all the rest. So it's not just the heat and the high temperatures. It's the combination. And if they know how to cloud seed, why aren't we being seeded with rain? So the power structures definitely got their hands in this. And if it's to squeeze us economically and the food prices will be even higher, I'm putting it out there. And the title is called UVC, The Sterilization of Planet Earth. And that's from Dane Wigington. So that's my announcement.
Perfect.
All right. Thanks, Lori. We appreciate it.
Okay. Have a good one, guys. Thanks.
All right.
Have a good day.
Yeah, that's an interesting one, too, because there's a lot of things that are going on in nature right now. Some of it we can actually point to, like some of the pesticides that are from some of these companies that start with an M, large companies. They are killing the bees. And
you don't want to say Monsanto?
No, I don't want the legal responsibilities of that. But
well, I didn't say it either.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's an unnamed company. But the thing about
the
it
left
is,
used to
I
hate.
Don't care.
You know, it's interesting. The left used to hate Monsanto. They used to hate all of these big pharma. They used to hate all these guys because they were the enemy, the corporations. Now they're the friends.
Well, we're seeing a drop off on the lower level. We're seeing insects and stuff like that that are not actually showing up like they used to. There was a study that was done to where these guys researched for 4 years the amount of bugs that were on the windshield and the bugs that were just tiny little bugs driving across the country. And for 4 years, which God forbid we use any more money for useless research, but here I am quoting it. And they ended up finding a 70% decline in bugs over the last 4 years. And when you look around, I've actually been noticing around my house, the bugs aren't there like when I was a kid. Can you guys say that you've seen bugs in nature like you have?
Go get a horse.
Oh. move to Oregon. Oh, did you see where they're trying to pass that bill in Oregon that you can't kill any type of animal, insect, or whatever?
Oh, yikes. Just yikes.
I know, but poisoning everything in the world is not really a great idea either. You know?
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying.
And I mean, there's things that we can point to that we can say, hey, maybe we shouldn't be doing this. And there's so much news to cover. We haven't even gotten to it. Arizona lawmakers.
Well, I got one minute, and I
got
to cover this. Okay.
I got to cover it.
Okay, this is about the financial statements that came out this last week about Shasta Forward. And $6,000 being paid to them from the board to Shasta Forward from the Chamber of Commerce. And I want to touch on that because for me, when we talk about dark money, I thought the definition of dark money was coming from a 501c3 or 4, and they are the biggest donor to the Shasta Forward defense of the recalled Board of Supervisors.
And I just want to jump in that. Do you know we have two Chamber of Commerces? And
well,
ready?
I want to do a little more investigation on this and in the next week. Let's talk about this a little more because I think there's something wrong here. Do all of the people agree with that? They're at a member of the Chamber of Commerce that they should all be paying dues that could go to the recall effort? Or I should say the defense of the recall effort? Interesting.
Anyway.
All right, we'll see you next week. Government is not reason, is not eloquent to this force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Radio.
This is KCNR 1460.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.